Here's today's tough interview question. The one that's designed to make you go, that's tougher than it sounds. The question for today is, pick one word that you can use to describe yourself. Boing. So, you know, some people might choose hardworking. That's fine. Some people might choose successful or leader. There's no one right way to answer the question. The idea, very simply, is what are the qualities that this firm might look for in someone? So, for example, if you're a mathematician or using math or computer science as part of your work, you might think of meticulous or thorough as being that word. If you're going for an executive position and someone uses this dumb question on you, you might choose the word leader. The idea is to think of the attribute in advance that someone might prefer in an individual in the role that you're interviewing for. Now, if you're an administrative assistant, would leader fit? I don't know. You know the kind of role that you're going for. Now, if it's an administrative assistant to executive in an organization, perhaps it is the right word. If you're part of an office pool, probably isn't. Again, think of the qualities that are necessary in the work that you do for the kind of organization that you're interviewing for, the kind of position you're interviewing for. And that's really the key to answering this question correctly. Here's today's tough interview question. The one that's designed to make you go, that's tougher than it sounds. The question for today is, pick one word that you can use to describe yourself. Boing. So, you know, some people might choose hardworking. That's fine. Some people might choose successful or leader. There's no one right way to answer the question. The idea, very simply, is what are the qualities that this firm might look for in someone? So, for example, if you're a mathematician or using math or computer science as part of your work, you might think of meticulous or thorough as being that word. If you're going for an executive position and someone uses this dumb question on you, you might choose the word leader. The idea is to think of the attribute in advance that someone might prefer in an individual in the role that you're interviewing for. Now, if you're an administrative assistant, would leader fit? I don't know. You know the kind of role that you're going for. Now, if it's an administrative assistant to executive in an organization, perhaps it is the right word. If you're part of an office pool, probably isn't. Again, think of the qualities that are necessary in the work that you do for the kind of organization that you're interviewing for, the kind of position you're interviewing for. And that's really the key to answering this question correctly. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, there's much more at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. You can ask me questions about any aspect of your job search. I offer discounts on full coaching. That is where I work with you one-on-one throughout your search. And there's fabulous content that's going to help you find your next position. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Have a great day. Take care.